The Gemara Daf in Beis Amud Aleph towards the bottom is discussing the din of Kiddushin Maimer, and the Gemara says, Ketzad Maimer, how does Maimer work? Nasal HaKasef HaShav HaKasef, you give the Isha Kasef HaShav HaKasef, and that is considered Kiddushin Maimer, which is Kiddushin Derabanan, that work on a Yavama Midarabanan. Rashi is bothered with the Kasha, that Lechara, this Maimer should be Kanim and Atari. You did a regular Kiddushin, Kiddushin HaKasef, why is she not Mekudeshus and Atari? So Rashi says, B'dibar Maschel, Nasal HaKasef HaShav HaKasef, he says, B'afagab D'yovel Amidi, even though he gave her something, lav kiddushin gemur and henki kiddushin tara, it's not regular kiddushin daraisa like kiddushin tara, shari ain't kiddushin types in beishasach. Because the halacha is that ain't kiddushin types in barais, ain't kiddushin types in beishasach, and therefore kiddushin won't be typhus. But tarla tirasala leyasas kishanachas ela kaseder amensa. The tara only allowed her to become mutter to you, to become your wife, through following the mitzvah of the tara, which is bia. Ubiya hudakasa barachmana, bia is the only thing which is written, and we mail a regular kiddushin. It's not going to be typhus. It's like Rashi, regular kiddushin, even though you did a regular ma'aseh kiddushin, it's not going to work. She's an erva, she's an eshesach, and the halacha is en kiddushin types in b'chayv krisis. So what does work? Bia works, because that's exactly how the bia works. But regular kiddushin is not going to work on an eshesach, just like it doesn't work on any erva, and therefore that's why maimer is only midarabanan, not midaraisa, because midaraisa you're doing kiddushin to an eshesach, and we have the regular klal of en kiddushin types in b'chayv krisis. So now, this Rashi is a gemalik echidush, and a raya, a very sadistic hakir that the chayim have in understanding the din of enkidushin types in mechayv krisis. So Vachanan declares his hakira b'shem his rabbi of Shimon Shkop in Kavitzar Simon Gimel Ice Gimel Dalid, and the Devi Chaskel also brings this hakira b'shem Reb Chaim. The Devi Chaskel is in Simon and Vav. So both of them have the same hakira. What's the pshat in the din of enkidushin types in mechayv krisis? We know if you're Mekadosh Erva, it's chayv krisis. Kiddushin is not typhus. You're Mekadosh chayv lavin, or if there's no iser krisis, then kiddushin would be typhus. So what's the pshat that by chayv krisis is no typhus kiddushin? Is the karis of the erva a simon or a siba? In other words, is the karis the siba for not having typhus kiddushin? That because she's also the karis, that's why kiddushin is not typhus. Kiddushin can't be typhus on someone who's a chayv krisis. The krisis is manea the typhus kiddushin. Or is the pshat that no, it's not the chi of karis per se which stops the typhus kiddushin, but it's whatever there is about this isha that causes there to be a karis, that siba also causes there to be a lack of tefisus kiddushin. So it's not the karis per se, but the karis is a simon that there's something wrong with this isha, that she's in the chefza of an erva, and that chefza of an erva stops the kiddushin from being chal, not because there's a karis, because the erva itself does it. So the karis is just a simon that the erva over here is chamer enough to stop tefisus kiddushin. So the first side is that it's a siba, the karis itself is what's menei the tefisus kiddushin, and the second side is it's the chefza of the erva that stops the tefisus kiddushin. The karis is just a simon that there is something here in this erva that would not allow the kiddushin to be typhus. The same thing that causes the chiv karis also causes the eat feces kiddushin. And enough meaning would be, what if you have an isha who is an erva, but for some reason it happens not to be a chiv karis, for some technical reason, would kiddushin be typhus or not? So Rabbi Chanan says, and the Devi Chaskel brings the same raya from this Rashi over here, in Daf Nun Beis and Yevamos, is a raya to the second side, that it's not that the karis itself that stops the feces kiddushin, but the karis is a simon that there's something about this woman, the chefza and the erva, the isha, which stops the tefisus kiddushin. Because Rashi says, why is Maimer not kind of be a vama? It's like Rashi, because she's an erva eshesach, and then kiddushin types in barayas, only be as typhus and not kiddushin. So Frecht Rabbi Chanan, he says, but what do you mean? She's an erva eshesach, but there's no karis over here. The Torah is matir her. The Torah says you could be baalea, you could be baalea, and there won't be a karis. So this is an eshesach that does not have a chi of karis. So why shouldn't the kiddushin be typhus? If the thing that stops the tefisus kiddushin is the karis of eshesach over here, where this isha has no karis of eshesach, then kiddushin should be typhus. If Rashi is saying that regular kiddushin are not typhus b'yavama because she's an erva eshesach, it must be that Rashi understands that it's not the karis per se that stops the tefisus kiddushin, but the karis is a simon that there's something wrong with this woman. She's such an erva that it's not shach tefisus kiddushin on her. So even though it happens to be that he got around the karis because there's a mitzvah sibum, but lamaisi kiddushin won't be typhus because she is a chafza of an erva that has this siba that should stop the tefisus kiddushin, and that's why Maimer is not kanim in atari by Yavama. That's the raya that both the Devi Chaskel and Rav Chanan bring to be pashut this chakir of Reb Shimon and Reb Chaim, that what stops the kiddushin is the erva, not the karis. Now it happens to be, it's interesting, there's a letter that Reb Aaron Kotler wrote to Rav Chanan with Ha'aris on the Kevitz Ha'aris. This is printed in the Mishnah Sabaron on Ebenezer, Simon Samachay. And one of the artists that he has is on this very shtickle of Rav Chanan. This raya from Rashi, Rav Aaron takes issue with him, and he holds it's not a raya. He says, "La'ilam, it could be it's the karis that stops the tefisus kiddushin." And over here, even though there's no karis because you have a mitzvah sibum, but it's not that the karis is totally paka. There is a karis looming over here. There is a karis that really is here, but the Torah says if you do it through Mitzvah Sibum, then that will be matter the karis. I could take away the karis because of Mitzvah Sibum, the Torah will temporarily lift it. But Atzim, there is a potential karis looming over here, and that potential karis looming over here is enough to stop the Tfisas Kiddushin. But Isha has no karis at all, just the Erva, that we don't have a raya from here that would also stop Tfisas Kiddushin. So there seems to be a machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Chanan whether this Rashi is a raya to that Chakir or not. But Al Kopanim, that's what Rabbi Chanan assumed, and the Divrei Cheskel, that it would be muchach over here, that the krisis of Arayis is not the Siba for the lack of Tfisas Kiddushin, but just the Siman. It's really the Chafza of the Erva that stops the Tfisas Kiddushin.